You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with the Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Deborah Piesch. In 2010, she became a cutting-edge spiritual teacher, healer, telepathic communicator, and activator. Awakened in 1987, Deb was opened up like a tin can multidimensionally. She has gone through a decade of activations which have accelerated her abilities to traverse dimensions 24/7, communicate telepathically, as well as understand unexpected situations such as infiltration, the hijacking of humanity's great awakening, the energetic effects of 911, and the reversing energies of the law of attraction, and much more. In 2009, Deborah experienced another profound awakening with a visitation from a light being, along with a week-long ongoing telepathic communication of details that, quote, humbly blew her away, unquote. Many of the details communicated during that conversation have come to pass and are still unfolding. Shortly after this experience, Deborah unexpectedly went up in front of the camera to start an ITV and radio show called Wake Up, Shift is Happening TV. She has interviewed many guests as well as utilized this platform for activating unified fields of light and reality for the betterment of humanity. The show has been down for several years and is slated to relaunch in May or June 2018. In the meantime, you can find her on her website at www.transcendthematrix.com. So let's welcome her to the show now. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Hi, Lance. I'm very good. Thank you very much for having me on as a guest.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. You have a better idea of what, where we can start.
Sure.
With your story, we could actually start with your story and how the transition was came about from Hollywood to something that's pretty different, to the awakening life.
Very different. Okay, so first of all, just so because we haven't spoken, my last name is actually pronounced Peach, like the fruit. It's super easy. It just is spelled very differently.
Okay.
So. But yeah, I think that you, that was a long intro. Thank you for all that, sharing all that information. So I think the part that wasn't shared is I did come from Hollywood. I basically moved to LA in 1986, thinking I was going to be an LA cop.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I know, so it goes from, you know, kind of that unique to another unique to then another unique. So it's been quite a journey. And, basically I fell into the entertainment industry after realizing that being a cop in LA wasn't what, I was, really resonating with, that I was going to really have to change my entire personality. And, when I had this awakening in 1987, I was in a personal development seminar, and it was very, very deep, very heart-opening, and it was all experiential. And I had a detailed transmission of communication to me that at the time I thought everybody had, right? Mm. So it was details of why I had moved to LA, why I had fallen into the entertainment industry, why the doors opened without me even trying, what I was here on the planet to do with media, which was to utilize media with experientially to awaken people like I was having in those early days of my awakening. And it all totally resonated. So I spent the rest of the 80s and all of the 90s in the entertainment industry and producing conventional music videos and commercials and some films, and also having meetings with the right people about conscious projects, like about reincarnation and about conscious choices. And they basically would look at me like I had three heads. So that didn't go anywhere quickly. And then I ended up leaving that part of the industry, and I got the guidance to check out radio. And I started producing a show that was just on the air then, that's still on the air. Her name is Lisa Gar. It's the Aware Show. And we had a great show. And she, like I said, she still does. And I was working with a lot of the people that were, especially back then, still kind of new, you know, Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra and Doreen Virtue, and producing seminars with all of them and whatnot. And at the time, I really thought that my role was going to be behind the scenes, and I was very happy with that, to be producing projects. And then I moved into having in my own agency, where I was doing internet strategies and marketing and PR and all that, like in 2003 and 2005, in that time frame. And again, I was there to support the healers and the people that I was meeting throughout all those years that had amazing gifts to bring forth, and to support them in getting their platform set up and their marketing and all of that. So it was in very unexpected in 2009 when I went to Ashland, Oregon, kicking and screaming. My guidance was to go up there, and some interesting things fell into place. I had a motorhome in storage down in LA, and I took it up there thinking I was going to just leave it in storage because it was a lot less expensive. And I was already now experiencing financial challenges. And having been on that journey in LA, especially, which is a spiritual mecca, City of Angels, the amount of people around me by that time that were having financial difficulties, that were on a path of bringing forth light, was just absurd. And so when this visitation came from this being, and the information that was provided, it was the beginning of things really shifting from my perspective of who I was. And so the following year, after that week-long experience of being in an altered state and being provided with great detail, I went back to LA for a while, and then I got the guidance to go back up and to spend time in Mount Shasta and again in Ashland, Oregon. And this is when I had a turning of events experience where my guides came to me literally in the middle of the night. I was awakened, and for about 3 hours, I was just given, there was a communication. I was given all sorts of information that basically, paraphrasing, they were saying to me, we would like to work with you in a different way beyond the capacity of your awakening journey, because we are trying to figure out why so many people like you, and they referred to me as like the crusaders, which was not a word I would normally use, are having financial difficulties, because you should at this time have everything you need as far as resources. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, well, this is crazy. How in the hell am I supposed to know this? And how come you guys, as the guardians that I understand of supporting humanity's evolution, not understanding what's going on? So it changed my trajectory completely. And that is when I started really delving into rabbit holes that I had not yet delved into. And I hadn't delved into as deep as I would say was either necessary at that time, or I got the guidance, and I think is also still necessary for people to have some understanding of this matrix. Okay. Things like the birth certificate and the social security system and the rituals and the ceremonies and the things that were being done or being done on the planet. And at this time, I started, and I was working with a property starting to do the things that I was given information about back a year prior in 2009, and amazing things were happening, and also crazy challenging things were happening, which I now refer to as infiltration. And beings that were showing up multidimensionally, not, and I couldn't see them, non-physical, and just stuff happening that was illogical. And Scott Bartle, my husband and spiritual partner, refer to this infiltration now. We weren't together yet. We didn't know each other yet. But we refer to this infiltration. One way to begin to identify it is to identify illogical things that are going on in your life. It could be money. It could be health. It could be relationships that all of a sudden blow up. It could be projects that are like at a point of finally coming into fruition, your life journey, heart's desires, and then all of a sudden something stops it in its tracks. And usually when I talk to people and ask them the questions such as like, are you experiencing being able to bring forth the fullness of who you are in all ways that you know that you are here and incarnated here to be? Usually the answer is no. Another question is, are you able to create and manifest all the resources, including money and relationships and connections with your higher self, that you know that you are meant to be here manifesting and creating? Usually the answer is no. How would you respond to those questions, if you don't mind me asking? Sorry, I don't mean to turn the tables, but.
Well, probably as you did.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so in any case, what started to be revealed to me, first of all, I had some very hair-raising experiences while I was, living out of my motorhome and working on this property. I still did not realize how telepathic I was, and I still didn't realize I was an activator. I had some hair-raising experiences that basically, most people would be like, okay, I'm out of here and I'm not even going to delve into this anymore. Mm-hmm. But I was being given so much detail and the backwards and forwards communication. So at this time, my guide said, okay, we can't protect you. You need to go back to LA and we need to teach you and we need to figure this out. So what they were revealing to me is that there was levels of infiltration that were unexpected, especially for somebody like me. I've been awake for how long? I was back in the 90s. I was used to I know the creators of the show, the movie that came out, The Secret. I was, these were my colleagues and buds, right? And I was already back then, and I talk to people who have been on this path for, like I have, 30 years actually, and how challenging it's become. And the pinpoint that I am going to refer to is 9/11, because I've been given information about that event. And so I've had my own personal experiences of being able to manifest, okay, this is what I need, the universe, this is, and it showed up. And then all of a sudden it didn't. But it's the gift of time, in linear time, that we can look back now, and I'm just going to start referencing 9/11, to how this last seven, it's been 17 years, right? It's been 17 years since that event. And if you think about in a normal awakened state, what would you normally have been able to create and manifest in 17 years of walking in a level playing field of creation? Do you follow where I'm going with this?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so basically I went back to LA, this is back in 2010, July of 2010, and I started being taught how to clear energies, what infiltration was, how to recognize it, when to stop communications, like in the middle of a high vibrational communication, my guides would say, stop that communication and pick it up at a later time. You're being tracked.
Cool.
So this is not uncommon for just me, right? This is now it's happening to and has been happening to a lot of people. So let me ask you a question. If you also think your audience are you following Q? If you don't mind me asking, the QAnon stuff.
No, I'm not following Q.
Okay, so in any case, this is an interesting situation because the information that's being provided is creating a unified field of awakened beings. Huh. So one of the, and this is what we need because now going back to 9/11, and I'm just kind of trying to get through this quickly.
Okay.
And here's the other thing, because there's way more detail, but here's the other thing I also would like to impart at this point. Information is great for information's sake. And a lot of people now have information out there on the internet. But two things, if you are not getting the evidence and the confirmations that are identifying that information as valid, then you might want to question and use some very strong discernment. With my telepathic communication, what I said to my guides many years ago is, look, if I'm going to come out and step out like this, because my background is as a producer, I'm very grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And intelligent, and you know, I am not going to put myself out there as a communicator, or if you want to refer to it as a channel, unless I've got absolute evidence and confirmations.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing. The other thing is, I don't want to just give information for information's sake. I want to support people, and so we have tools available that are experiential training wheels. They're like a combination, a hybrid of like guided meditation with activation and the words and the phraseology and the phrases and the commands. Eventually, when you elevate to the level of the higher level of the tools, because they work on each other, that support people to transcend this matrix. So through experience and the activations, there's an alchemical transformation that we were meant to be going through on a natural basis with the sun and other ways. Now, here's the other ways. So what my guides have ascertained and what has been described to me is that, and here's the other reason I asked. Let me segue to this one second. The other reason I was asking if you follow any of the Q, you don't even have to be following the Q information. There's so much more information out now about the satanic rituals that are being practiced across the planet. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And one of the things that most people don't realize is how those satanic rituals, first of all, why they're being done, and how they're affecting them in their daily life.
Mm-hmm.
So these satanic rituals and ceremonies are being performed. One of the reasons is to conjure energies to suppress and interfere with people's trajectory of creation and being aligned with their heart's desires and light being released and anchored on the planet. And I say that slowly because it's a big gulp. And what is happening is that we are existing, surviving, and basically not thriving in a non-level playing field. And what has been told to me is that 9/11, which ended up being, regardless of who, it was utilized as a satanic ritual and a ceremony. It transmuted the DNA of the divine feminine and the DNA of the divine masculine. It's one of the reasons why the transgender movement is being pushed so strongly, because we are intended to be a balance of our divine masculine and our divine feminine. And this is how we create, like a battery. And when you're in a spiritual partnership, you have a divine feminine, divine masculine. And I'm not saying that it has to be gender oriented, but there's an energetics in the alchemy of that, right? Yeshua and Mary practicing the alchemy of this divine orientation. And what has also occurred since 9/11, and this is, did not just start in 9/11. Since Jack Kennedy's assassination, we have been on a different trajectory. And they basically create, and I say they, and I'm referring to the beings that do not want humanity to awaken, that want to remain in control, that have been utilizing a facade, and that have created a very effective designed assault against humanity's awakening. And it's being revealed. It's starting to be revealed in ways that you have the evidence and the confirmations that it's not just conspiracy theory anymore. So we, since 9/11, have been on an alternate timeline that we have been utilized to create that is based in fear, survival, control, and being in a suspended animation of not being able to create and manifest the way we are intended as the glory of God, beings of light that we are.
Well, what are some of the things that you're seeing going on energetically in at this particular time?
Okay, so one of the things that let me just share this one last thing, and then I would love to come back to that question.
Okay.
One of the things that my guides shared with me years ago is that what was meant to occur was on 9/11, 2001, monies were supposed to begin being released. Then about a year and a half to 2 years later, I discovered that information in this dimension.
Uh-huh.
And that was the Alan Greenspan was intended to talk that day to begin releasing prosperity program packages and other things related to the farmers insurance and the things that had been worked and being worked on behind the scenes for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
What was meant to occur in that timeline was that starting that at that point, we would take the next 12 years and we would, through the release of the funds that were going to begin to be being released, there would be humanitarian projects, and we would work with, as people's hearts opened and opened and opened, in reflection of the abundance that was intended and the openings that were intended, that we would work with the stargate, the gateways of like 08, 08, 08, 09, 09, 09. 10, 10, 10. And these would be up levelings for humanity to walk through so that by the time we got to 2012, we'd move into a 13 codex, the 13 astrological signs. We'd shift our timeline back into where we're meant to be aligned in the 13. Does any of that resonate with you?
Yeah, yes, it does.
And so what we're doing, and that didn't happen, obviously.
Right.
So one of the things I say to people is, you know, any of us that are sharing information, we're sharing insights and information, but really for each individual hearing this information, it's important that they actually check in with their own experience of their life and see if this resonates. Where have you been in the either prior to 9/11 and or since? And are you thriving in the way that you and your heart's desires are wanting to thrive? Are you making an impact as a being of light on the planet the way that you are meant to or want to, intend to? So back to your question. I would just say the first thing is that if you are following the things that are going on with Trump, it's challenging for a lot of people because they're so polarized around that being, to think that he actually could be doing a world of good for humanity. Now, interestingly enough, I haven't voted in over 15 years. And because the last time I voted, it was with one of those cards, and you go and you put it in the computer, and I left, and I just felt slimy. And I was like, I know this is rigged. I'm not interested in engaging anymore.
Right.
And I haven't. And what happened in November of 2016 was quite unexpected. And Scott, my husband, and we had just purchased a spiritual retreat center in Mount Shasta. And we had a whirlwind month prior. We weren't paying attention to the politics one iota. And we were just basically, we have a 5-acre property, and it's a tremendous amount of work. And we were just trying to get ourselves grounded. And so, and we had just moved back from, we were living in Australia. So we had just moved back to the States, and, you know, it's a lot of that, the doingness. So we sat down to communicate and tune in for the first time in a couple of months, really. And my guides came through and they said, okay, we have a lot to tell you. You've missed a lot. And the first thing that came through was about Trump winning the election. And this was just after the election. And I was like, excuse my language, but I was like, what the fuck? Because what they said is that he has been shoehorned in to support humanity because we're tired of seeing humanity being annihilated. Mm-hmm. That's when the what the fuck came in. And I was like, okay, thank God I've done, you know, close to 1,000 sessions or tuning ins, and I am absolutely certain of my abilities for clairvoyant and telepathic communication. I mean, details, and people are, the common thing around me is like, you can't make this shit up, right? So if I hadn't had those kind of confirmations, I probably would have been saying, you know what, I've got interference, and this is like imposter energy, which a lot of the channeled messages are. And that's another thing people need to be really careful about. Mm-hmm. But they went on to say that they said he's no knight in shining armor, but he has the balls to do what needs to be done to support humanity. There was a lot more information, enough so that even though I hadn't put anything and I hadn't done a newsletter in 2 years and hadn't done anything new on the website in 2 years, I ended up putting a personal note on the homepage just in case somebody went to it, just giving that information about Trump. It was shocking to me. Sure. And
yeah, I think a lot of people were shocked.
Yeah. So that is the thing. We have a lot to be grateful for because he has been willing to put himself in the hot seat, as I would refer to it. Yeah. He is a lightning bolt. to basically trigger people.
Uh-huh.
And to reveal their shadows.
Right.
And he's also working behind the scenes in a way that no one since Jack Kennedy has been willing or able to. I firmly believe that.
Mm-hmm. It does seem that way to me, too.
And my guides actually said, I didn't even know 10 days ago. What is today? Today is Saturday. So, yeah, 10 days ago, I did not know that the meeting with Putin, I knew there was a meeting coming up with Putin, and I also know the date of the meeting that was significant as well because of John Kennedy Jr. But I didn't know that it was in Helsinki. And about five days before the meeting, my guides came in and they said, Helsinki, Helsinki, Helsinki. It's very important. Research it right now. So Scott and I actually got on the computer and looked up Helsinki and realized that Putin and Trump were actually meeting in Helsinki.
Huh.
And I was shocked to see that it was actually in the news because the first thing I saw was the Helsinki Accord. And then I saw, wait a second, there's Helsinki in the news like 13 hours ago. So then the information that came through is that this is the pivotal turning point. This is what we have been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
You, those of you that are awake, the first waivers, to align with that timeline, to align with the timeline of where we've been in this designed assault against humanity timeline, which I also refer to as like the downtrodden timeline. And so this is the timeline, the timeline's merging. And the more, and the beauty of what Q is doing and the people that are following that information, well, my guys actually came to me a couple months ago because I found it as soon as it came out, which is very odd because being as busy as we are, Scott's over in Australia working on a project. I'm here taking care of our, you know, retreat center, and it's a tremendous amount of work. So we're not sitting on the internet ever. And not just to hang out, but it was interesting that I did trip upon the information as it was being referred to back in the very end of October as 4chan. But here's what my guide said. This is kind of funny. Several months ago, they said basically that information is like the people that are in the enslavement matrix are in prison, and the outsiders that are trying to break you out are sending a cake in with a key.
Hmm.
So I thought that was pretty funny. I mean, it's just, you know, I got a chuckle out of that.
Yes. I like that.
So whether they realize it or not, the people that are following this Q information are creating a unified field of conscious and awake people. And that is what is necessary in order for us to shift over to and create this timeline that's, what we refer to it as, is a timeline of the betterment of humanity. And we even gave it a number. We gave it timeline 133 because years ago my guide said, refer to it as like a train track. Give it a number and refer to it. And so what I'm actually being shown right now is what we're doing is we're shifting train tracks. Like, you know, when you're on the train and they shift the track over. That is what's happening right now, is that timeline. We're shifting over to that timeline. And the more people that can consciously and proactively engage with that creation and that intention,
mm-hmm.
the more, the faster it's going to happen and the more it's going to anchor as a reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
So the challenge with a lot of this is all this satanic ritual and ceremony that's going on is affecting people's daily lives, and they don't know yet how. And Scott and I, we got the guidance back in 2015 for the Super Bowl to do a counter protocol of light event. We did a panel. We broadcasted it. It's on our YouTube channel. And we did during the halftime show, we did activations, prayers, transmuting the energy, because we were aware of the halftime show being a satanic ritual and ceremony. Is that something you're aware of?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so then your audience is probably aware that that is used, the energy that is, that the people, millions, because it's one of the largest event, the television events we have on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
That energy of those performers, they use the energy of the people watching and engaging to fuel their creations.
Right, right.
And what also happened back then is I reached out to somebody that I found randomly on the internet as I was putting together the panel. And the gentleman's name is John Ramirez. And at the time, he had just kind of come out on YouTube. He only had a couple thousand views on his YouTube particular video. And I actually went and checked it about, 4 months ago. And it looks like, I think he has millions of views now. He was a third-rated warlock of New York.
Hmm.
And he turned to Jesus and to the light. Now, he was actually supposed to be on that panel. There was a mix-up with telephone numbers, but we had prior several conversations with him, and then we also did our own show with him as well. Because what he did was he confirmed everything my guides had been telling me for years and more. And here's an important thing that I just want people to realize. Two things. One is, years ago, I only wanted to focus on love and light. And it wasn't until I had all this infiltration and illogical stuff going on, plus the telepathic communications that I was getting, that I was willing to start to look at the dark energies. And the challenge is, if you're not willing to look at it, you cannot stand in the power of your light and transmute it. So I'm speaking to all you people that are just wanting to focus on love and light. And I don't want to, I've heard it so many times, like, well, I don't want to put my energy into that and create that, manifest that. But here's what I'm going to say. What I know in my heart of hearts is that most people, we are existing, I'm not, but most people are existing in a game of baseball. But what the game really is in the unseen forces is a game of football. And you are being tackled by unseen energies that you don't even know are in your field. So what's important, that was the first thing. The second thing is what John imparted to us that I think is absolutely critical for people to understand. He said that how did he get to be a third? I had no idea. I was like third rated warlock of the entire state of New York. The people that are engaging in the black magic, and there's so much more, many more than you realize, and they're being recruited on a regular basis, that they have, what he shared is that they have networks across the planet and precincts in most towns, cities, and they're basically, they work behind the scenes doing curses and spells and incantations. And the more your precinct is downtrodden with closed businesses, people ill, the higher you get ranked, just like people climbing a corporate ladder. And you move up. And then he even had New York City cops bringing him recruits so that he wouldn't perform black magic on them.
Wow.
I know, right? It is a jaw dropper. Yeah. And this subject is not sexy. And this is what I say. It's like, this is not what I thought I would be doing 10 years ago.
Well, it's not glamorous.
Yeah, right? It's not glamorous. It's not sexy. And it's a hard subject to talk about and for people to wrap their mind around.
Mm-hmm.
But my heart is absolutely committed. And so is Scott's. And that's how we came together 4.5 years ago.
Mm.
It was all because of the spiritual experiences we had together and our commitment to humanity. That is what our relationship is based on.
Mm-hmm.
And I am more committed to supporting humanity in any way I can be an asset than being out there and being... You know, I could, if I would have stayed in Hollywood, I would have been already very wealthy and very, you know, involved in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 2010, I actually had a, you know, little tantrum at one point saying to my guides, like, all my friends in Hollywood, they're starting to really excel. I really want to be there. And they said to me, look, you've got free will. But you keep asking, what's in my highest divine good? What's in my highest divine truth? That's been a daily question since 2008-ish.
Uh-huh.
And that's another way for people to live by your own divinity. And they said, you have the choice. You've got free will. You can go back to Hollywood. But what you're learning here and now is going to be, it's like it's 2 steps forward, but it's 5 steps. It's 2 steps backwards. But 5 steps forward. Now, back then, I had no frame of reference for that. Now, I do.
And it did work out that way?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think many people are going to have the information that I'm sharing.
Uh-huh.
But beyond that, my beingness, I have gone through so much alchemical up-leveling and activations and with the... willingness to actually step into doing private sessions with people when I really thought I was going to be a PR, marketing, and producer. right? My willingness, and that's another key thing, is when we're really allowing our higher selves to descend down to into this vessel and to ascend with the up-leveling, this has all been revealed through me. It's not like I went, oh, I think I'm going to go be a spiritual teacher and telepathic now.
Right.
You know, and maybe you, Lance, have had things in your life where you're like, well, I didn't really expect that, but okay, it feels right, and I'll show up. I'm going to, you know, engage.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
Right?
Yep.
So that's, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say the universe kind of rolls out the carpet for you, and sometimes you see it as a place to walk, and sometimes you don't see it as a place that you want to go. But usually there are clues and signs because everything's a reflection, and it's like a feedback loop. So it's not hard to discern what you are, quote, supposed to do. With free will, you do what you choose to do, but making the higher choice would mean being discerning and recognizing the signs that are being reflected back to us by the universe, which is always sending us messages.
And so here's my question to you. What if the infiltration is actually abrogating your free will and you're not getting the signs? And I want to say one thing, though. This is super important. I am talking about outside influence. And this is really, really important. I am not talking about being a victim to these energies and entities.
Right.
It is about being empowered. Knowledge is power, but knowledge is also empowerment. And then back it up with the tools and the ways that you can shift it.
Yes. Well, it
right?
Seems, yeah, it seems like it would be important to know how we have been co-opted. and by whom in general, so that we can make choices that are more educated, you know, smarter choices.
Sure. And yeah, conscious,
because
aware.
Because there's hardly anything on this planet that isn't corrupt.
Exactly.
I mean, hardly anything.
Absolutely. So, you just hit the nail on the head.
And especially if it's anything large, like a corporation or a government or even a small business or a church. I mean, all of it. Anything that manifests that's larger than one person is already on the road to descending.
Okay, so here's how I would like to address that, because this is what has been said to me by my guides. Well, first of all, we refer to this as the enslavement matrix, the deception reality, and that's why our website, which we just came out with in May, is Transcend the Matrix. Okay, so the important thing is to recognize that deception.
Mm-hmm.
And the so the 9/11 event is what was able to engage the level of deception and embed it in our psyche.
Yep.
Like nothing else we've experienced.
Absolutely.
And this is what we are remedying in this contingency plan that I've been working on behind the scenes, and now Scott and I are working on together behind the scenes, what Trump is doing behind the scenes, and all of the people that are referred to as the white hats and the people that are the bakers and the, you know, other people that are the QAnons. Everyone is holding that field of truth to come back into presence. And what I was told years ago is what this event did is it usurped the God codes of creation. And we're like, what? And they said, yeah, it's a unified field of creation that has been usurped by this darkness.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's absolutely imperative. And I stand by these tools that we offer. We have Clearing Your Field 101, Clearing Your Field 102, grounding to this new grid, and these are all brand new tools since May, and I did Clearing Your Field tools. We've done Clearing Your Field tools for years, and they're very effective, teaching you, right? They're training wheels so that you learn the energetics, you learn the words, you learn the phraseology and the commands eventually to become untouchable.
Right.
And we now have our first Red Pill Remedy series, which is a recalibrating back to calm. So if you're feeling like you're just like freaking out about like all this stuff, and I'm telling you, the shadow shitstorm hasn't even hit yet.
Oh, I know.
Right?
No. Yes, you're right. You're right. I think so many people are just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop.
I know. And a lot of...
But it's not going to be a shoe. It's going to be like an apartment building.
Exactly.
It's going to be totally unexpected, and it will be something that everyone will be shocked and amazed and surprised by.
Yes, by the amount. And here's what my guides have said also, is that these conjured energies, because the veils are going to start to lift, and I'm actually being shown like an old-fashioned camera where there are the filters, you pull the filter out, and the lenses. The veils are going to, it's not just one veil. The veils are going to start to be removed so that people can begin to see beyond the facade, the reality facade that's been created and manifested, which is what was reflected to them. That's what we figured out within that first year of communicating. They said what's being reflected to us, like mirrors in outer space, is the timeline that everything is fine. So they needed to start working in a real time of linear time. And we would do tests with my communication it gets crazy. I don't even need to go down that rabbit hole, but I would do tests with them to do real-time communication. And I'm sure they've done it with other people as well. Mm-hmm. But what's important is that we – wait, there was another point I was just going to make. What were we just talking about? The shadows. Okay, so what they're saying is that with these veils beginning to pull back, that these energetic entities, monsters-type beings, are going to start to be being seen. And people are going to start to freak out. And learning how to stand in your light and command that those energies not come into your field is going to become like a normal thing that you're going to want to engage with.
Well, of course, shamans have been dealing with that for thousands of years.
Right, right.
So it's just another step up to another, higher levels of interactions with the invisible realms that we're not aware of.
Right, yep. And with the information that I believe is going to be coming out with all these indictments and what I believe, excuse me, happened now at the Helsinki meeting, excuse me, that we're locking in, we're like, what I'm being told is we're now at a point of no return. It's locked in. We've got a full circle for this timeline to come into alignment. And the thing is, not everybody's going to go. It has a lot to do with your heart. If you're willing to take that journey from your head to your heart, and it also has a lot to do with your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see these on Twitter. I see these celebrities who are going ballistic, and these people that, you know, they're vibrational mismatch for that time.
You're almost working with those people.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually going back into Hollywood. So and this is the thing my guide said to me back in 2011. I was like, why do I have to learn all this? Why do I have to deal with this? Not in a not grateful way, but just right? They said, you are going to be so solid by the time all this comes into fruition for other people that you'll be basically outstretching your hand as a bridge to bring them over. And that's how I can sit here and talk about all this, because we've seen it. We've got the confirmations. We've cleared. I mean, the property we moved onto, we found out they've been performing black magic. The entities, the crap we dealt with here at this property is like crazy.
Mm-hmm. But one question that I have for you is briefly, because we're almost out of time, and I wanted to ask you another question.
Okay.
What are you sensing is the timeline for this circle?
Okay, that's without making a prediction. What part are you asking about? Because I don't think. Well, first of all, what part are you asking about? Is there anything in particular?
Okay, well, first of all, there will be some kind of major disclosure or event or truth that will come out about various things, and that will be part of that whole process, right?
Yeah, I do believe.
Yeah, because the truth has to come out. It hasn't, and
it has to.
Ever, really.
Yep.
And so this is the first time that humans have taken on this role of being here at the moment when we have to digest the truth.
Exactly.
So
and stand in our power of light.
Exactly, yes. And it's not that difficult. People are going to be scared at first, but it's not going to be difficult because there will be so many more people like yourself that have been brought forward to be bridges and, you know, lead the way and empower and so on and so forth. So I see that as part of the beginning process of the circle, but the closing of the circle will be when everything is starting to fall into place and you can actually see that the circle is going to close and it's going to be in our favor.
Okay, so just quickly, back in 2015, my guides gave me September is going to be a pivotal turning point. I believe that is this year.
Okay.
And that we also are going to experience, this could take 10 years. This
right.
is not going to be an overnight, right?
Right, that's right.
And that's okay. why it's incredibly crucial for everyone to stand in your power continuously, no matter what is showing up in front
right.
of you.
Right. I totally agree with you. And I suspect that everything is set up just right so that everyone will be provided for. We're almost out of time, and I wanted
yeah.
to ask you a quick question. Are you going to be at James Gilliland's Ysetti Ranch soon?
I just spoke at the conference. Scott was supposed to join me. He had to stay in Australia. I just spoke at their conference.
Oh, okay. Okay. And is there anything that you would like to mention that you'll be doing? Since we're at the end of the show, is there anything that you'd like to make us aware of?
Well, there's actually no, because what we're doing is we're moving back and forwards of being in front of the public and not being in front of the public.
Okay,
it was
okay.
3 years. I would just say go to transcendthematrix.com, sign up. We'll send information once we have, you know, something, the next thing, whether it's going to be a free webinar mm-hmm. or whatever.
Wonderful. Well, Deborah, it's been great mm-hmm. talking to you. It really has.
And, thank you, Lance,
I'd like
too.
To have you back again in a couple of months, and we'll see where we're at then.
That would be awesome. I'd really love to do that. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, good. Best of luck to you both.
Much
and,
love.
That's a wrap. Good night, everybody.
Bye.